that you will be able to prayed that God will be transformed so that they meet in the unison with you and our hearts. I pray that you will make it well in this life. Make the sacrifice of Jesus Christ present here for you today. Amen. I hope you have come to God's word and heard and made the promise of the Father in the Son of the Christian. I thought that there is a strong message and a grand teaching before me, the Son of the Son. And if God is going to give us God, then we can. Make this place a strong power. That your living may be known, Master, your saving power of our lives. If Jesus claims you, so that your people claims you, if the people of your life is so forgiven, and you judge the people of your action and life and business of our work, if the people praise you, Lord God, then all the people praise you. The word is a real illustration of God, all of our strong brothers. My strong brothers, the great Lord Jesus, sing to me. This is the word of the Lord, the beginning of the Lord. This part of the morning, the word of the Lord is the Lord of the Lord. And the Lord of the Lord is the Lord of the Lord, and the Lord of the Lord. The Lord of the Son of David, the Lord, I thank God bless you, for not the Son is familiar to you, but simply from the blessing that God gave to you, for the Aaron and the Son that are priests of the Lord of the Son to speak over the people of Israel. The Son of Numbers, chapter 6, and the 23rd verse of the Lord of the Son, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you as you praise his name. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will praise him. The love that the Lord gave this place to come to you. And the love that he gave this time for the truth to speak over the people of Israel. Because it says to me that God wants Israel to speak. And here's the number 6 and 3 has prayed, praying before the people. I want to bless them. I want to protect them. I want to smile upon them. I want to be gracious to them. I want to give them peace. The word peace translates the Hebrew word for love. Means more than what we often take as peace out of the world and our absence of activity. But rather, it says the scripture of overall strength and well being, it's like a solution to serve you. God wants this from the people. He is offering the priest to pray this blessing over you. It says in verse 27, would be like pointing the name of the Lord on the ground. He's pointing out the people of Israel as his people. But as Yahweh's people, the Hebrew is the Lord's name. The fact that the Lord is recognized and found by the Lord is the scripture of the Lord. It says that God honors him and believes him. Here in Psalm 67:1, we find that the blessing of prayer upon surrender comes with a slight clearing. And that is such that the blessing is not given to you, but they are given. But in Psalm 67, we change the format from beauty to hope. And we come to request to God, God, please bless all of you. God, please make your faith, your countenance, your family, and home. God, please be gracious to me. There's three requests in the Bible that you will do with me. There's two graces to me. We need your grace. Thank you. The Thank you.